It's early. Speaking of early.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the global bucket. Here comes Diggins. Here comes Diggins.
Diggins making the play around Sweden.
Yes.
Jesse Diggins,
yes,
to the line.
Yes.
And it is,
yes,
Jesse Diggins. Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history.
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Niners down the Colts 48-27. Aaron Nolan leaving South Carolina. Lenore Sellers coming back to South Carolina. North Carolina working on hiring Bobby Petrino as their offensive coordinator. DK Metcalf suspended for two games. A busy Tuesday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, December the 23rd, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Dr. Milt Louder, 725, sports and performance psychologist. We'll get with Tony Morrell, 805, thebigspur.com, Gamecock football talk. Can't wait to talk about the quarterback situation in Columbia. We'll do both of those coming up. Going to talk a lot of professional football, college basketball, professional basketball, won't do that. That's not crazy. Scheduling, a lot to do. Coaching, bowl games, lot to do here on a last show before Christmas. And the gentleman that will guide us through this that I have, can't tell you how confident I am that everything's going to go right on that end of things today. It's nice when I head hits the pillow at night that Will Clanton is going to take care of it and that I'll put that to bed for me every single night. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Very good, bud. Very, very good. I know you're headed to Lynchburg, where it'll be a little bit, it's going to be warm. You're not headed to New York City, where it's going to snow Friday night, Saturday morning, and high of 35. Someone asked me yesterday, said, are you going to the bowl game? I went, let me see. Where I live, it's going to be 77. Where the game's played, it's going to be 35 in snow. It could cost me about, take my son, cost me about $5,000 to go up and get in 35 degree snow, or I could stay here, watch it on TV. Huh. And one team 7-5, one team 6-6. Huh. Yeah, pretty easy decision for me. Pretty easy decision. Anyway, how you doing, buddy? Everything good?
I'm doing pretty good, yeah. Very productive day yesterday. Can't really talk about what I did and risk, a little last-minute shopping. But
I got to do some of that today.
Everything was very successful. Saw a couple of our advertising clients.
Really?
Without giving away too much, one that likes to partner with us during Tiger for Tatas.
Nice.
Yes. Good day. How was your Monday?
Man, mine was great. So I was a great father and husband yesterday. So my wife had invited a couple of Drake's best friends over. So we had, let's see what I was saying. We had seven kids total at the house. for a play date. And so as soon as I got home, went straight out, blew all the leaves off the backyard so they could run around and play football back there, play fort back there, build forts and all that kind of stuff. So cleaned up the yard, went and got dessert, went and got pizza, picked up pizza for the kids, and did all that. Then went and got new light bulbs for our accent light. What do you call the lights? We got a bunch of circles up. Like these right here. What are these called? Not the big ones, these little ones. What are they called?
Canned lights.
Yeah, those things. Got a bunch of those. You know, just stuff, man, around the house. So that was good. And then last night went over to Seneca to their light show downtown. Took my kids over there, which is pretty cool. So, yeah, I mean, I was a great dad, great husband. A giver. I'm a giver. What can I tell you? No, met some listeners or saw some listeners last night there at the Seneca location there. It was nice. So it was good. It was a really good day. And then today I'm going to finish up. Got to head to Greenville. Got to do that shopping thing. But I'm only going to one store. I know what I'm getting. The one store. Looking forward to it. It's going to be great. So that'll be good for sure. Man, I've got a lot to do today. Before I get to that segment two, final segment two before Christmas, what are we doing?
We're going to do a little Christmas theme. Tie a couple things together with sports. You know,
let's do it.
Like we always do.
Let's do it. I have three big things I want to accomplish today. Number one, I want to hear from Eli Drinkwitz. He had a very interesting thought about the state of college football that we'll play later in the show. I want to read to you what Kirby Smart said yesterday after practice. I'm turning into a Kirby Smart fan. And what he had to say about his team and the state of college athletics. And finally, and probably most importantly, I want to tell you about an August conversation I had with Larry Williams about Clemson football. And about, it was at the time a ridiculous conversation. And now doesn't seem so ridiculous. So we're getting all that. News from the sports. Oh, by the way, before I do that, going to rain a little this morning. Let me make sure I'm right by saying that. Going to rain a little bit this morning, maybe here. It's going to stop here about 7 o'clock. Then, buddy, 10-day forecast. 67 today here in the upstate of South Carolina. Tomorrow, Christmas Eve, 77. You heard me right. Christmas Day in the upstate, 77. Friday, day after Christmas, 71. Saturday, 77. And Sunday, 68. Now, enjoy it because they're on 51. 43 is your high on Tuesday. Ugh. 47, 49, 50, 48, 51, 47, 51. But the next today, including today, 67, 77, 77, 71, 77, 68. Let's go. Let's go. So it makes me in a great mood for all that. All right, with that said, 49ers down the Colts, 48-27. They improved to 11-4. Colts fall to 8-7. And it Rivers didn't play bad. 23-35, 277, two touchdowns, a pick. But Brock Purdy had 5 touchdown passes last night. McCaffrey ran for 117. And the 49ers got a great win last night. College football from last night. We had Washington State with a 34-21 win over Utah State. Utah State falls to 6-7. Washington State 7-6. 3 bowl games today. 2 o'clock ESPN. Toledo at 8-4. Haha at 8-4. From Bush's Boca Raton Bowl. I think that's Bush Beans.
I think it is, yes.
I don't know. I've been to Boca Raton, by the way. I love Boca Raton. I don't know if Jewish people eat beans. It seems to me like the Bushes is up there in eastern Tennessee. Like that, this should be like in Knoxville, the Bushes Bowl.
I see what you're doing there. Okay.
Right. Flagler Credit Union Stadium, Boca Raton, Florida. One of my favorite places. I love Boca Raton.
I don't know why they don't take a page out of the Duke's Mayo Bowl book and dump beans on the winner.
Nice. I say go for it.
I mean, I would rather have a vat of beans dumped on me than mayonnaise.
I'd say the Bunker Tone Bowl. Let's just, why don't we just do, oh man. I was just trying to make a good joke, but it's not going to work. Louisville 9.5-point favorite. All right. I was going to say bagels. People from the North love bagels.
I love bagels.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm not a bagel guy. It's dough. Oh, what flavor did you get? Yeah, it was just dough.
Well, for me, it's just it's an avenue for cheese.
Right. I get that. But chips could do the same thing. 5:30 ESPN today. Western Kentucky 8-4. Southern Miss 7-5. New Orleans Bowl. Caesar Superdome, Louisiana. Western Kentucky a 1.5-point favorite. 9:00 tonight. UNLV and Ohio from the Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl. I guess Scooters Coffee's done really well to do this. Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas. UNLV a 7-point favorite there. So we have that. We have on New Year's Eve tomorrow night, Cal in Hawaii. That was always when I go to my grandmother's house and my uncle sit on the couch, we always watch the Hawaii Bowl on Christmas Eve. So that's always a tradition. Then Friday you've got three games. You've got the Detroit, Michigan, Central Michigan, Northwestern game above Sports Bowl. No idea what game above is. At 1. The New Mexico and Minnesota game at the Rate Bowl in Arizona at 4:30. And then Florida International, UTSA. Boy, I tell you, you had 75, 66, 93, 75, 75, 66 all playing bowl games there. You know, I was just telling you that on Saturday you have 8 football games. Besides Penn State and Clemson, Pittsburgh, East Carolina, UConn plays Army, Georgia Tech plays BYU, Miami of Ohio and Fresno State, North Texas and San Diego State, Virginia, Missouri, and LSU and Houston. 8 bowl games on Saturday. So that'll be a lot of fun. College basketball from last night, 7 ranked teams played, 7 ranked teams won. Top-ranked Arizona, 10th-ranked BYU, 12th-ranked North Carolina, 17th-ranked Kansas, 20th-ranked Illinois beat Missouri, crushed Missouri 91-48. Virginia and 21st-ranked Virginia, 23rd-ranked Georgia wins. Josh Brooks, Georgia athletic director, gets a contract extension. And so I was thinking about emailing him last night, even though he didn't know who I am and all that stuff. I only had a few conversations with him. Anyway, good stuff there. Bobby Petrino is close to being hired. They're in the process of hiring Bobby Petrino at North Carolina to be their offensive coordinator. Bill Belichick and Bobby Petrino together. Oh, boy. What a bunch of personality in one room that is. What a bunch of bastions of education that's going to be. Aaron Nolan leaving South Carolina. No surprise. Gamecocks wasted money on Aaron Nolan. And find out yesterday Lenore Sellers officially back in Columbia. And being told more money. And to me, that's a little bit perplexing. Like, he almost has you. This is like an insurance policy. You can't afford the perception of him leaving. He had all the leverage here, but he didn't have a good year. And so you're going to bring him back. I mean, you want him back, I guess. You don't want the. You want the guy to play Clemson 2 years ago, not the guy you saw this year. If he does that, oh man, what an investment! But like, you can't afford for him to leave, in the perception of that, and so you end up overpaying. Probably, we'll see, maybe. But now Kendall Briles is the savior, and Mike Shula was the idiot, and now Briles is going to make everything great and wave a magic wand, and all of a sudden Sellers is going to be great again. We'll see. Nico standing at UCLA. That's interesting to me. Notre Dame and BYU are going to play, and so Notre Dame and Southern Cal aren't. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. That Notre Dame, let's start a whole new rivalry rather than have one of the greatest national rivalries out there altogether. And we have the Michigan coach, the interim coach, Bill Pogge, says that it's a malfunctioning organization at Michigan, and he knows how to fix it. He might get the opportunity. I'm not sure. You know, a lot of guys might not want that job right now, so he might get an opportunity to do that. So we'll talk a little bit about that stuff today.
I mean, his shirts have malfunctioned in the past.
They have.
And,
they have.
He cuts does a couple cuts, gets rid of things that aren't necessary. Yeah,
I think that's great, man. What him and Belichick do to sweatshirts and hoodies, I love that, man. I think that's great. All right, so I'm going to let you hear from Eli Drinkwitz today. We're going to read what Kirby Smart said to you today, and then I'm going to talk about the conversation I can't believe that I had now in hindsight with TigerIllustrated.com's Larry Williams coming up that we had in August. I'll tell you about that maybe in segment three. Maybe I'll do segment three today with that one. We'll take our first break. We'll come back. We're going to talk a little Christmas time with Will Clinton. My great friends at Upcountry Fiber for a stronger connection, upcountryfiber.com. An extremely intelligent person that I know is waiting on Upcountry Fiber to come to his neck of the woods, his neighborhood, and so am I. If it is in your neighborhood right now, do this. High-speed fiber internet, secure, reliable phone connections. All their pricing, all their plans are up right now. You can get updates from these folks right now about where they are and where they're headed in Spartanburg, in Greenville, in Oconee County, Pickens County, and Anderson County. See if they can help you out. It is our awesome friends at Upcountry Fiber for a stronger solution. Check them out, upcountryfiber.com. Segment two with Will Clinton right after this.
Only minutes from the interstate at Exit 1, inviting golfers from Oconee, Anderson, Pickens, and Greenville counties, as well as nearby Atlanta, Chickasaw Point and Overlook Restaurant await you. Chickasaw Point Golf is a hills course, and Overlook Restaurant is a beautiful event venue. Available to host meetings, weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays, a natural, beautiful trip through nature the way golf was meant to be. Discover what others have, the great golfing you'll find at Chickasaw Point.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
It's that time of year again, and you're trying to figure out what gifts to get your family. We know everyone is busy, and who wants to deal with all the Christmas traffic and shopping congestion? Elite Custom Golf Carts wants to make your life easy. Come and see us and get a gift the whole family will love. With free delivery in our custom sleighs and complete with a big red bow, you'll see the shine in your family's eyes when they see your Christmas surprise. Stop by one of our three locations in the upstate and let our elves, friendly staff, help you find that perfect gift. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
You really don't need a special occasion or a special reason to shop Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Step inside the state-of-the-art Reed's Jewelers showroom and discover what tens of thousands have discovered. Award-winning customer service, exquisite diamonds for her, elegant Swiss watches for him, and professional expertise from the team at Reed's Jewelers. Jewelry and relationships that last a lifetime. That's Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reeds.com.
Hey everybody, Kwok here with a special announcement. As y'all know, I've been on the Wendy's team 4 years now, and I'm thrilled to announce a new addition to our roster, the Chicken Tender. Our new 5-star recruit is bringing 6 bold new sauce additions with him, including Wendy's new signature sauce, Fortune Hot and Sweet Chili. When asked what the Wendy's fan base can expect from him, Mr. Tender said, quote, bigger, better, juicier. There's nothing like me in all of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens County, end quote. So yeah. Get your hands on some Wendy's chicken tenders. No further questions.
Hello, Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. As I reflect on another successful annual enrollment for Medicare during this holiday season, I am truly humbled and thankful for the relationships that I have with Walt, Ramona, David Copelson, my radio rep, and all the various local DJs who carry my spots, and most of all you, the Roar listeners. My business would not be successful without you. Thank you. As we unwind a little at the end of the year, let's all take a collective breath and make sure we are appreciative of each other and what the good Lord does for us every day. We're also appreciative of what the Roar, Eclipse of Sports, does for us too. If we can help you in any way next year, please give us a call at 864-307-8484. And again, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
A car accident can change everything in seconds. Don't let the insurance companies decide what your case is worth. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we stand up for accident victims. fighting for the compensation you need to recover and move forward. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm today at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Your consultation is free. Smith Jordan Law. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Plyler Show. Experience and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sunday we're in Easley, and Drake looks up and he says, my 6-year-old son says, "Hey Dad, there's a Greer Flooring Center." "Oh yeah," he goes. "Yeah, we did an ad about them, remember?" I'm like, yeah, that's right. He goes, "Yeah, I came in the show," and I didn't remember, but he said, "I came in the show, I had to talk about Greer Flooring Center. Apparently when he was here, I made him do a live read for Greer Flooring Center." And he goes, "I love that place, never been in it. Love that place." All right, anyway. So that's right across the Toyota of Easley, and we love our great friends at Greer Flooring Center. So get it done in 2026. Your residential flooring. One thing I noticed is that technology is I didn't know we have carpet technology, and how like area rugs and carpets now are being made to where they're lasting longer, and they're cleaning easier. And there's technology that did that, and I don't know how or why, but carpets are better now than ever before. And didn't know this was happening. Now I know because I went to Greer Flooring Center, and they informed me of all this great technology. And that's why your hardwoods and your engineered hardwoods and your laminates and your tiles are just better than ever before. Find out how and why. See my great friends, Greer Flooring Center in Greer for 35 years now, and Easley for a few. Goodbye and see our great friends at Greer Flooring Center. Segment two with Mr. Will Clinton.
One thing that a lot of people would want for Christmas is continued health care for their entire family. This is not a political statement. This is the reason that I believe Philip Rivers came back.
Oh!
To play for the Indianapolis Colts.
Even though, as one texter said yesterday, surprise, he's playing a Monday Night Football past his bedtime.
Yes. Yeah. One of the great things about playing even on a practice squad for an NFL team is you are guaranteed 5 years of health care after your last year. So what Philip Rivers has done for not only himself and his 10 kids and his wife, they all have free health care for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you know, the last time that he played was 2020. Meaning so, his health care would have ran out mere weeks from now.
So now he extends it. He's 44.
Yes.
Now he extends it to he's 49. And if he comes back at 49, if he does it one more time, he gets on like AARP discounts or senior citizen discounts. He does a lot of stuff there, right? Then he hangs on a little bit for like Medicaid, Medicare, whatever. Yeah, I can see it. I can see it. Smart man.
You would think because I was looking at his contract, thinking, he came back. He signed a 1-year contract with the Colts in 2020 for $25 million. So I wanted to see what he was actually getting paid for coming in relief duty this year, and it's league minimum money.
Really?
Yeah. $1.2 million, which is nothing to scoff at,
right?
But when you're, you've grossed $144 million in your career just from playing contracts, there's got to be you know, you owe some people. You're friends with people. You want to help people out. But also health care for 5 years for 12 people. Just think about that.
Right.
Just think about how much that's worth.
Yeah. Well, you got grandkids, maybe. I don't know if that's covered under this plan or not. Because he's a grandfather.
Yes. I think he only has one grandchild.
Right.
I could be wrong.
10 kids total?
7 daughters, 3 sons.
Whoo. Imagine what that would cost a guy. Do we know the age groups of his kids?
I can find out. I would assume they're all between, I think the oldest is 23.
Right.
Because he had kids
at NC State
when he was at NC State.
Right, which we were told several thousand times per game.
I think he had 3 when he was at NC State. Family man, Philip Rivers.
Yeah, and didn't play bad last night, really.
No, and really, if you... The offense was efficient. The defense just could not stop.
Just terrible. Yeah. Just terrible.
It's unfortunate, but I'm not an NFL fan of any particular team. But the storylines around the Colts this year have been fantastic, especially with Julie Irsay.
Yeah,
coming in. I know we talked about her earlier in the year. It's unfortunate that they're not going to make the playoffs, but just seeing her take over. Especially for her father, who's not, in my mind, not the most mentally stable person in the world. Rest in peace. Jim Irsay. She's able to really turn the tide with the expectations of that franchise. I think it's been fantastic. Since we don't really have a lot of college football to talk about, and I'm obsessed with college football. I think anyone that has heard me or knows me realizes that, but... There's been some really fun storylines in the NFL this year. And really, the 3 teams that I hear most about, I think, had the best storylines. You have Jacksonville turning it around, being able to beat the league-leading Broncos this past week. You have the Carolina Panthers, which, to everyone's surprise...
Both those teams came in league at the same time. Yeah, but... Those 2 teams have been, I think, maybe the biggest surprises in professional football this year, right?
Yeah, and both leading their divisions.
I
believe the Jaguars have clinched a playoff spot Colts losing last
night. Okay, last night. Yes, they're in the playoffs.
Okay, yes.
They're in the playoffs. Now they got to win a division, and 2 games left, by the way, in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
But the Panthers are in great shape at 8-7, a 1-game lead over the Bucs, and they've got the tiebreaker right now with the Bucs, and the Bucs have lost 3 in a row. On the other side of it, you mentioned the Jags have won 6 in a row, the second longest winning streak in the NFL. Unfortunately, the team has the longest winning streak, team trying to chase them down, the Texans. They've won 7 in a row. But those are 2 great storylines at this point. It's going to be – I'm thinking about the AFC right now. I thought Denver was the team to beat. I can make an argument for the Chargers. I can make an argument for the Patriots. I can make an argument for the Bills. But my point throughout, and then what the Jags did to the Broncos on the road, my point is, man, that seems to be wide open right now. With the Chiefs not being the Chiefs, and Mahomes being hurt, not making the playoffs and all that, I like the fact that, again, in my opinion, Patriots, Jags, Broncos, Chargers, maybe Texans, the way they're playing, all those teams could win the AFC. It's wide open. On the other side of it, I mean, Seahawks look awfully good. 49ers look good. Rams look good. Bears are playing great. Eagles still have that last shot of energy in them. At this point in time, I think that the NFL likes this, that you've got 8 teams, 9 teams, 10 teams that have – Super Bowl aspirations this year. You can have legitimate Super Bowl aspirations going into the last week of December. I think the NFL kind of likes this.
And they're spread out regionally as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, you don't have the big market. Well, you got the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Chicago, but you don't have the New York teams through all that.
Yeah, well, you've got Buffalo.
Yeah.
Technically New York.
Yeah. Buffalo is I flew into Buffalo for the Syracuse a couple times there and doing all that. Buffalo's not a big place. But Buffalo's crazy about the Bills. That fan base really is amazing. Amazing to see.
The third storyline, and okay, so obviously the Chicago Bears, that's a big deal, especially in regions outside of our own because of the turnaround that they've had. Very surprising. But for me, Pittsburgh is one of the teams that I hear most about just because of we're in a weird spot where in South Carolina, I don't know if everybody else feels this way. I feel like we only have Dallas Cowboy fans and Pittsburgh Steelers fans in this area. And that's being from Hilton Head myself.
Right. Yeah, the Steelers, there's a bunch of Steelers fans in Hilton Head.
And in Greenville as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
Steelers
fans.
Here we go. Steelers, here we go. I don't think Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. Yeah, you get that. You get that. I don't know why. Maybe that's the great migration, the opposite of the great migration.
That's carpetbagging.
Okay, carpetbagging.
Yes.
I'll allow it. I'll allow it. So far, we've talked about Jewish people eating bagels and carpetbagging today. Yeah, I'll allow those things. And Mormons playing Catholics in football. So we're trying to cover all of the stereotypical things that are going on there. So, yeah, I'll allow it.
BYU Notre Dame, yes. The one discrepancy with NFL and college that's going to be coming up, and actually, as I'm saying this, I'm looking at the schedule, and there is no discrepancy because, thank goodness, this year we have the semifinals for college Thursday and Friday, January 8th and 9th.
Yep, semis.
The semifinals.
Yeah.
They do not cross over with any of the NFL wildcard games this year. So,
which to this, what amazing thing to me is that the NFL wildcards will draw better than the college football semifinals.
I believe last year the wildcard games drew more than the championship game.
Really?
I'll double check that, yeah. But I'm pretty sure it was crazy, like 2 million more for the lowest wild card game in the NFL. So that's great news for people who enjoy all postseason football, college and pros alike. You've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with playoff games.
I have something quick for you in the final couple of minutes.
And I should note that's January 8th through January 12th.
Oh, that's good football there.
Yes.
I have something quickly for you.
Sure.
No one won the Monday drawing in the Powerball last night. It is at $1.5 billion. If the last time it was this high, the highest ever, I think. Yeah, the largest in history is January of 2016, was 1.586. It's going to go higher than that this time. But let's just say 1.5 is a good round number through this. The one-time payment, if you won it by yourself, the one-time payment that you would take, the annuity value of it is a $983 million, $983.5 million.
I thought it was less than that. Okay.
When you get that, there were three winners, by the way, three different states. So they won $327 million before. But let's say you won the $900 million. If you take $900 million and you just drew a fairly modest 5% interest off of that. That's $49 million a year. So basically, because sometimes people, oh, they made $1 million. That's life-changing money. Million's not life-changing money. $1.5 billion is, or $983 million is, because that's $1 million a week. And let me be clear about this. You can't spend, like, outside of blowing money, like, You could buy $100 million homes, right? So you could blow it on that, but and cars and boats and things of these lines. But the fact is that, like, once you get through buying those big ticket things like cars and homes and boats, helicopters or planes, stuff like that, you can't spend money like that. Like, you can't physically go out and spend $1 million a week. You can for about 6 months, And then you can't, like, you just run out of things to buy. And you can do more investing and take it for your great-great-grandchildren. But I've only bought two lottery tickets in my life. Both times, one time Quark and I split one. I forgot who the other one was, but I obviously didn't win. But I'll ask you here in the final minute. You win this – are you going to buy a ticket?
No, I don't play the lottery.
I don't either. I've done two in my life, and I didn't win, obviously. I played a dollar. Quark and I bought a $2 ticket one time. He said, hey, I'm going to buy a lottery ticket. You want something? Yeah, here's a dollar. I forgot who else I did it with. If you won it, what do?
Personally, yeah. Well,
you're going to help out every charity in the world and whatever. We wouldn't know you won it because you'd be – part of that is that you just get hammered. Everybody wants a piece of your money then.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. The smartest thing to do is to not tell anyone. Honestly, I'd go down the street and talk to your friend at the Patterson Tax Service.
Right.
That's where you can't spend all that money, but it can. If you don't take care of your debts,
yeah,
when you're buying in those high ticket things, that's where it can come
back and bite you.
You stash it away. You invest it. You try not to let people know that you came into this. Just absolutely generational wealth, and hopefully it doesn't change you. Hopefully it makes you a better person, but that usually doesn't happen.
It usually doesn't happen, but man, I told a friend of mine who's worth tens of millions, maybe, that I don't envy him, but I do envy the fact that how much he can help people, and he helps people, by the way. He does a good job of helping people. So, but that'd be nice to help people for sure. Anyway, interesting stuff. I'm looking at it now. If it was won last night, the payout would be $735 million. So even at that, oh, man, that's a pay cut for what we're just talking about. At $735 million, let me see if I do this right. $735 million at a 5% interest rate. Yearly, you're talking about $36 million. So $3 million a month rather than $4 million a month. Anyway. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. I want to get into three things today. Eli Drinkwitz and what he had to say about college football. Kirby Smart, what he had to say about his team and the current state of college football. But when we come back, I want to let you in on a conversation I had with Larry Williams in August and reflecting on that and how that turned out. Short break. Much more on the other side right after this.
Upstate Cycle in Greenville is celebrating 46 years in business. Looking for easier parking with 80 to 100 miles per gallon? Then check out our wide selection of scooters. With many styles, colors, and price ranges to choose from, we stand behind the quality of each scooter with a comprehensive warranty and dedicated service. With an assortment of accessories, a broad range of parts, we have you covered. Delivery is available. And don't forget to ask about our layaway plan. Call 864-232-7223 for more information.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere, or we'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville today.
It's game time at Linden Floors. Huddle up and score big with unbeatable deals like luxury vinyl flooring starting at just $1.99 a square foot. That's right. Style, durability, and value. All in one winning play. We're family owned, Spartanburg strong, and ready to tackle your remodel. Swing by 101 Chester Street or call 864-494-4317 to get in the game. Or visit us online at lindenfloors.com and make your home the MVP this season. Linden Floors, where design scores every time.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosey Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP, and just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too. Done!
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Buying a mattress is painful. That's why we developed the Duo Mattress, a patented two-piece mattress design that makes this process easy. The Duo is the most cost-effective, sustainable, adaptable, and comfortable mattress you've ever experienced. With our 100-night sleep trial and unique comfort exchange, you can rest easy knowing you're taken care of with engineered sleep.
When downtime isn't an option, you need a team that knows motors inside and out.
Doug Powell and his team at IMS are knowledgeable, dependable, fast, and always willing to work around our needs. Doug's just a phone call away and always ready with valuable advice.
From repairs to replacements, Industrial Motor Service keeps your operation moving with trusted expertise and responsive service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com today. Industrial Motor Service, keep your power in motion.
Takes are hot, and the coffee's even hotter.
Hot coffee?
The Mickey Plyler Show is live on the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the
bay. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Ingles. I love for you to get in touch with Ingles. Don't forget about the great deals going on right now. Love the prices. Love the savings. Bluebell ice cream on sale. I got to tell you, if I didn't buy it all, then if they still have Bluebell ice cream left over, Then go by and get that right now over at Ingles. $6.98 a half gallon, which is saving $2.70 a half gallon right now. Get all of your Christmas meals. Get all the tidings, all the tied up, the loose ends. If you're gonna get ready for Saturday's game, all your tailgating stuff. And you know, normally we're talking about some hot chocolate and colder weather. You got to get your vanilla cream sodas. I was at another grocery store this weekend, and they have one brand of cream soda. I go to Ingles, they have like eight brands of cream soda, vanilla cream soda. Love my great friends at Ingles. Love the prices, love the savings. Fill up with gas if you're on your way out of town, and love for you to do that at the locals Ingles. You might get there and use that card, Ingles Advantage card, to do that. And they want to wish you a very Merry Christmas, my great friends at Ingles. All right. I want to get to the three phone calls that have been holding, and then I want to talk about a conversation I had with Larry Williams. Hal's been hanging on forever. Hal, thanks for your patience, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. Do you remember Antonio Brown, the wide receiver?
Yeah, I remember him well. Kind of going off the deep end there.
I mean, his last time on football field, he walked off the field wearing off his jersey, you know.
Yeah, there might be some CTE type stuff there. He's in trouble now, and he's a headline maker. So he's a professional newsmaker now rather than a professional football player.
Yeah. Call that don't look Ethel moment.
Yeah. Too late. She already got a free throw. don't look, Ethel. Don't look. How you staying here for Christmas? You got family coming down?
Hopefully, yeah.
Good, good. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that for sure. Hope Santa Claus is good for you. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Santa Claus brings a portal quarterback. That'd be nice for Sports Center to bring one of those. So,
yep.
Yeah. Always good. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Klubnik, I mean, Brandon Cowboy has sometimes.
Yeah, he's from Texas.
I call him Matthew McConaughey in padding cleats.
There you go. He's got that. Well, he's got great hair now. He plays with his hair a lot. So he's got great hair. I don't have that problem, Hal. You know me. I just don't have that great hair, so I don't really have a whole lot to play with. I don't wear cowboy hats, and I don't get to play with my hair a whole lot.
That's what Clubnik looks a little bit like, you know, with a cowboy hat on.
Yeah, I get that myself, Hal, where people say I look like Matthew McConaughey a lot through that. Hey, buddy, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, man. Hope Santa Claus is good to you. And we're off the next 3 days, but look forward to hearing from you next week, Hal. Merry Christmas to you.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Yep. Great stuff. Delvin up next. Delvin, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, man?
Good. I'm doing great as long as Santa brings me a transfer portal quarterback. That's what I'm asking for. Sports Santa. Let's get one of those.
How do you feel about this?
I'm not sure it's going to happen, Delvin. I got to be honest with you. The more I talk to people, the more that the rumor mill goes around. I'm just not. I was once convinced there's no way possible that anybody in that building could ever say you don't need to do it. But I'm concerned. I'm concerned that there might be one person that says we don't need to do this. Anyway.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah,
And it's his last year here, dude. If you believe that, I believe it's his last year at
Clemson. It depends on how it goes. Because, look, I mean, it is within the realm of possibility that Vecina plays well. And Vecina and the defense is great, and all these people around him are awesome. And that it's within the realm of possibility that he gets it done, and Dabo's right. It's just a heck of a risk to take, man. You know, rolling the dice.
It's a heck of a risk to take knowing that this could be your last year.
Could be. It really, and I would have never believed that in a million years. But you don't know. You just don't know.
And if he's willing to take the risk.
Yeah.
And my question, if it does happen, if he does get fired, I want a one-on-one interview. And I want to ask him, what did you see that we didn't see? Because it turns out you don't have no job anymore. And plus two, you don't got to be loyal to your guys. This ain't the time to be loyal no more. This is transfer portal now. You go ahead and get.
You need to be loyal to your program.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We got a lot to play out. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're not right. I hope you're not right about the rules.
I want to be wrong so bad.
Yeah, man, it's craziness in Michigan, ain't it? Bill Porter said he can fix it. That he said it's malfunction, but thing is, he was part of that staff though. So how can you?
I know, but then you can't fix it if you're an assistant. Sometimes that's the case. You see the stuff about how the players could go on social media, but Sharon Moore was going on game days of games, allegedly sending messages to girls on these sites that you can talk to now, I guess. I don't know what those things are called, but you can actually contact these women on these sites. It's like on game day, man. Like, shouldn't your mind be elsewhere? And your players can't go on social media, but you're doing this? You're married with kids? Like, you got problems, bro. You got problems, allegedly.
And think about it, you don't got somebody in the coach church. They think about Michigan fans. The players, the former alumni, they want an offensive coordinator from Green Bay because he was a graduate assistant at Michigan. Now they push for him to be the head coach now. Oh. That's how deep down they live they are on the head coach.
So. We'll see, man. Yeah. Y'all saying you staying here, man. I hope Santa Claus is good to you, buddy. Hope Santa's great to you.
Too, man.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you after Christmas.
Man.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. One more, and then I'll get to that conversation we had. Arthur is in Knoxville, Tennessee. Where that's
hello,
Bush
Mickey,
Bean country up there.
You?
I'm great. Arthur, am I right by saying that East Tennessee, in that Bush Beans country up there, isn't that where they're located?
Used to be. I'm not sure if it still is or not.
Yeah, beautiful place up there near Pigeon Forge and all
but,
that.
But I'll tell you Merry Christmas first.
You too.
And
buddy.
Then my two questions. What's the Clemson women's basketball record at the end of the season? And what's the men's basketball record at the end of the season?
Oh, well, I know this. First of all, what's going on in women's basketball right now really is amazing. And the program that he's building, they're 8-4, they're 1-1 in the ACC. They got a really nice win against Pittsburgh the other night. The league is extremely difficult, though. So I don't know what it's going to be at the end of the year. I would tell you it's going to be better than it was. I think this team is close to making the NCAA tournament. Next year they're gonna make it. Next year this team is moving in the right direction there. But this league is extremely difficult. And what Louisville has been able to do, what North Carolina has been able to do, it's a really really good league right now. And so NC State's really good. And but I believe in this program. I believe in this coach. Matter of fact, you can make an argument that Coach Poppy is the best coach on campus right now. And what he took over and what he's building. You know, and they're on a 4-game winning streak right now, including a big win, the throttling win against Pittsburgh. So I don't know what the record's going to be. But it's going to be better than it has been, and next year's better, and the year after that, they're going to be really, really good. In men's basketball, we did this the other day about what the BPI looks like, and it was something outrageous.
And the BPI has actually changed. They uh-huh. have us at just using winning predictions from BPI.
Right.
Clemson's going to be 25-6, including 15-3 in the ACC.
That's crazy. Well, the road games help, Arthur, because they're not going on the road and facing gauntlets. The ACC's not great in men's basketball at this point, but Clemson, they're facing Pittsburgh on the road, Notre Dame on the road, and Syracuse on the road, Georgia Tech and Stanford and Cal. And now they do have to go to Duke and North Carolina, but besides that, there's a lot of doable road games, and the league's just not great right now. And so they won't go 25-6, I don't feel like. But, you know, maybe like a 22-9 kind of thing, maybe. Maybe.
Can I make one last
sure.
comment?
Sure.
Is when Jim Davis got fired from Clemson,
yeah.
is that the worst coaching
yes.
decision ever made at Clemson?
One of, I would say, Bob Pollock in men's track. Danny Ford in football in 89. I should have called Coach Ford in and said, hey, man, we got to get this thing straightened out, but not firing people, not having that kind of thing. But those three really stick out to me. What in the world are you thinking? Jim Davis, that ending of that program sent him in spiraling down for years and years and years. But Bob Pollock was one that they lied to about what he could do, and then they tried to pin it on him, and he was a perennial ACC track, indoor track, outdoor track, cross country. They were rolling, and they did the man wrong, and they ought to be ashamed of themselves why they treated him. Those three really stick out to me as just complete, just botched the situation.
Now, when was Davis's last year? Was that sometime in the 90s?
Yeah, let me look that up just to make sure. I'm getting old now, but Jim Davis's final year here was – no, oh, actually 2005.
Well, It's been 20 years.
Oh yeah,
it's took them 20 years to get the right coach in, and how many coaches have they fired and
tons,
hired?
Tons.
And if they would have just left him there, he would have been a perennial powerhouse coach.
Well, not only that, now they've got a Jim Davis like coach there now, so. He will do what Sean Poppy's doing. Again, I can make an argument he's the best coach on campus right now. We'll see. Good stuff. Arthur.
I hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, buddy. I always appreciate it. I hope you're doing well, and hope Santa Claus brings some good health in 2026, buddy. Good to hear from you. Take care. That's – you can make the argument, right? Sean Poppy?
Yeah.
Best coach on campus.
Yeah, him or a soccer coach.
Yeah, Mike Noonan,
Mike
obviously.
Noonan's.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I want to tell you about my friends at AllDry. AllDry is your local water and mold experts. Now, I hope you don't have to call people like this, but when you do, this is easy. And when you're calling, it's not an 800 number. This is Stan. This is Justin. These are good guys. These are guys that I know. Rapid response team. It's going to be done the second you make the phone call. You're not calling an 800 number. You're not calling an answering service. You're calling these guys local here. And your local water and mold experts are going to help you out and make sure it's done and done right. They're going to be there. They're going to put this behind you. There's a lot of doom and gloom when you might be overwhelmed by a situation. These experts are going to come in and take care of it for you. Don't mess around with mold, mold detection. Don't mess around with water. Let them take care of you and do it. 864-863-1234. Free on-site assessments and estimates. Rapid response within minutes. You're going to get a response and they're going to take care of you. And these are good, honest men that run a company the way you would run your company, the way you want to be treated. 5-star reviews up and down because of who they are and what they do. Again, myalldry.com, AllDry right here in the upstate of South Carolina, 864-863-1234, 864-863-1234, your local water and mold experts. Great guys doing, helping out people in some really bad situations. Short break. We'll come back. I will tell you about the conversation that I had. Hour number two right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff, and guys have been with you a long time.
We're really well-staffed. We have a team. It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
When the holidays roll in, we start thinking about a few of our favorite Clemson Christmas things, like crisp new Nike sideline gear, warm orange hoodies, or little tiger ornaments for the tree, which make your fan roar. Find all of it at the Tiger Sports Shop. From exclusive Clemson Lululemon to must-have stocking stuffers, we have the perfect presents waiting in-store and online. Make this Christmas unforgettable. Shop the Tiger Sports Shop. Visit either Tiger Sports Shop location in Clemson or shop online 24/7 at tigersports.com.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Are you renovating your home or business? Greer Flooring Center has a large selection of quality flooring products at competitive prices. What sets us apart is the large team of experienced consultants and local installers that know the product, can answer your questions, and stay with you through the entire process. From design, selection, installation, and even beyond, Greer Flooring Center stands behind your experience. Visit us at GreerFlooringCenter.com.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
With Bojangles' 8-piece family meal, you can treat your family to a delicious dinner that's easier on the wallet. 8 pieces of hand-breaded chicken, a range of fixins, scratch-made biscuits, and tea. It's bow time!
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and Zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn...